Tonight I want to speak to you about what the United States will do with our friends and allies to degrade and ultimately destroy the terrorist group known as ISIL.
President Obama has effectively declared war on the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, announcing that we will degrade and ultimately destroy ISIS through a comprehensive and sustained counterterrorism strategy. But here are three reasons we should not be fighting ISIS in the Middle East.
And any time we take military action, there are risks involved.
War hawks such as Senator Dianne Feinstein claim that the threat ISIS poses cannot be overstated. That is itself an overstatement. The FBI and Homeland Security both say ISIS isn't a credible threat to the American homeland. The group may be great at using social media to exaggerate its power, but estimates of its troop strength range between 10,000 and 30,000, and most analysts talk about a core group of just a few thousand fighters.
And any time we take military action, there are risks involved.
ISIS controls territory inside Iraq and Syria, but even President Obama concedes that ISIS does not currently pose a threat beyond that region. Iraq and Syria and their neighbors, including Turkey, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and the Kurds, are the ones that must deal with this problem. Iraq's army already has more than 250,000 U.S.-trained troops, the Peshmerga almost as many. Iran's active forces number over 500,000.
And any time we take military action, there are risks involved.
In announcing bombing runs and sending more American soldiers to the Middle East, President Obama not only failed to call for congressional authorization, he neglected to discuss any sort of exit strategy. That's a prerequisite for any responsible war plan. As important, his definition of success, "We will ultimately destroy ISIS," he says, is a goal nobody has ever achieved against any terrorist group. Let's be clear. The U.S. should do everything it can to defend its citizens and its interests. But if the past dozen years have taught us anything, in Iraq and elsewhere, it's that war is more complicated than our leaders ever want to admit. And it's a lot easier to start wars than to win them, or even know when they're over. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.